Good afternoon and welcome to Frederick County Sports Weekend with Ed Lilly and Pete McLeod. I'm Ed Lilly. Pete will be back next weekend. We're brought to you by Nimio Federal Credit Union, Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams, and Griffith Plumbing. Keep it flowing. And today we've got our Nimio players of the month of November. And I've got to tell you, Haley Barge, congratulations. Champion soccer player for the 3A state champions from Ligonier. And it's just welcome to the show. Congratulations on being selected.
Thank you for having me.
And also from Ligonier, from the 3A state football champs, Devon Butler. Devon, congratulations.
Thank you.
What's in the water out there? I mean, what is it this year? You guys got four state titles in the fall. That's incredible.
Just guys working hard on the off season.
How did it feel, though, for you guys? You were both on winning teams, okay? And that's a tremendous accomplishment just to make the playoffs, but to go all the way and win the state championship. How did it feel for you, Haley, to win?
It was overwhelming. It was the third time I've been to a state final match, and it was the first time I've been able to pull away with a victory and be the state champion.
We talked to your coach a while ago, and he said that he thought after a loss early in the season that he really thought this team was something special, and that he talked to you guys and that you got it together and you were on a mission. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. We kind of played every game like it was our last game, and we took it one game at a time, and we were prepared to fight with every battle. And if we were down a goal, we would kind of regroup at halftime, and we would make sure that we were the team that was on top towards at the beginning of the second half, so we wouldn't have to go into overtime.
He also told us that your teammates, and in fact your whole team, really got into being teammates, and that you really enjoyed playing as a team, and you supported each other and helped encourage each other, and that made a difference. Was that what it was like for you?
Yes, we were able to come together on the field and off the field. We went out places and we did things together to help get closer together, and we also were able to.
Am I right in that you guys were still waiting to play when they played their game in the semifinals, and you had a chance to go and decided you were going to stay and take it easy? Is that right? You had a night when the team just got together and just enjoyed each other's company?
Yes, we did. We watched Kicking and Screaming, and it was at one of our pasta parties, and it was really fun. We had everyone there, like, squeezed in, and, like, Ashley Urich's family room. And we had a good time, and we were able to eat and kind of come together.
And then you found out after it was over that they'd won and were continuing on. Devon, I've got to tell you, it was a joy. We did a bunch of your games this year. It was a joy to watch you as a player.
Thank you.
And I've got to tell you, from the booth many times, it would appear, I told you before the show, that I kind of have to compare you to Alex Collins for the Ravens. As someone who looks like he's about to be crushed by two defensive tackles, and all of a sudden, he's not there. And they're basically going, what happened? And I'm up in the booth going, what happened? And you're going down the field. You did a great job finding your blockers and finding a way to let things develop, and you've got an incredible quickness. That obviously didn't just happen, mm-hmm. right? You had to work on that for a long time. How long have you been playing football?
I've been playing football for about 8 years.
Yeah. And, of course, you've got two brothers that play.
Yeah.
And so did they help?
Oh, yeah, they helped a lot. Yeah, me and Dante, we do a lot of stuff in the off season. He helps me prepare for the season. We just do a lot of things together all the time, so he prepares me. And yeah.
What was it like having Coach Connor as your coach?
Oh, it's amazing having him as my coach because he's just a great guy, and he helps us all out. He keeps us focused, keeps us in the weight room. He checks up on our grades, makes sure everything's going right for us, and he tries to get us to the next level as much as possible, and he's just being under his caliber. It's just amazing.
I've known him for a fairly long time now, and I think the thing that impresses me the most about him and most of the coaches in Frederick County is with them it's much less about football and much more about having his athletes succeed and become citizens and become people that he's proud of. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, means more to him than everything else.
Yep.
Having said that, I'm sure he's happy with the state title.
Oh, yeah, he's very happy. Very excited about that.
this year in particular, you guys had some rough spots.
Yeah.
I mean, you did. You had a couple. And I've got to tell you, the Owls game at Westminster was surreal. I mean, it was like you guys were destined to win that game. And how did you feel? I mean, that was a very strange second half when they were stopping you from doing a lot of the things that you've been successful with all year.
Yeah.
And things just weren't going your way, but everything broke bad for them. They couldn't get those last points in, and you beat them. How'd that feel after that game was over?
Oh, it was really amazing. You know, we get to move on to the state semifinal game and just to live another week. It was great to do that, and I love practicing with my guys, and it was just great.
Now, you're a senior. No, junior, excuse me. Yeah. So you'll be back as a senior.
Yeah.
And you've got the experience, the team, you're going to lose some good players, but you've got a lot of good players. And Ligonier is the same every – they always seem to have more players coming up that are good. Next year, you're going to be a senior.
Yeah.
And you've got the experience of all those extra games, along with your teammates, to build on. So you will come in there next year – having played a whole bunch more games than everyone else in Frederick County. And how's that feel?
It feels great. And I'm very excited for next season because, you know, we have some very talented juniors, and I definitely think that we can definitely make another run for it. So
and
I'm happy.
Some of the things you learn during the playoffs, do you find them to be a real learning experience? The quality of competition is different in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you learn from that?
Yeah, we all learn from that, you know, because in playoffs, no game's easy. It gets harder every week as the weeks go by. So our guys, we just learn to fight and just stick together. And, yeah, we learned a lot of new things.
I'm going to ask you how you got started, but right now I'm going to go back. And Haley, you said you started when you were in first grade?
Yes, I started in first grade with my brother Devin. And we played on the rec team together.
And you're twins?
Yes, we are twins. And we would always want to play on the same team together. He was the goalie, and I was a striker, and he would punt the ball all the way down the field to me, and I would go down and score. It was really fun. And then as we got older, I played on his travel team for a few years, and then I stopped because the competition got a lot tougher within the boys because they developed a lot faster.
What did he say when you won the state title?
He was actually at the game, and he was really happy for me, and he said it was awesome because it was our senior year, and it was a great way to go out.
That's the only sports you played, though, right?
Yes, soccer's
and,
only
one. And you're waiting to decide where you're going to go next year, I understand.
Yes.
Would you want to play soccer when you
I am going to continue my soccer career
there you
in college.
Go.
Yes.
That's excellent. Is he going to come watch, or is he going to play too? Because he's a senior as well, right?
He's probably going to come and watch my games. I'll make him come if he doesn't want
I don't think you'll have to make him. I think he'd be happy to be there.
Yeah.
Would you, as a senior, you look back, and I always ask seniors this, okay, thinking back to when you started playing in first grade, how long does that seem? How far back does that seem? Does it seem like a long time ago, or does it seem like it went pretty fast?
It actually seems like it went pretty fast, actually, now that I think about it. Because I remember coming in my freshman year here at Ligonier, I was told by some seniors that your 4 years go by pretty fast, and they just said to enjoy it because you're not going to be able to go back in time and kind of cherish those moments with your teammates.
And you've got quite a memory now.
Yeah.
When you look back over the season, is there any one moment that you'd like to grab and freeze and have so you could bring down and look at it at any time?
The championship game after we won.
Yeah, but you won, and interesting because you won that in penalty kicks.
Yes.
Which means it was a heck of a game. So how did you feel about that?
It was a very long game. I picked up an injury kind of early on in the game, and it was...
But you came back and played.
Yes, I did. I had the trainer, Jess, kind of wrapped up my ankle, and I just wanted to go back in, and it was my last game for Ligonier, and I was like, I'm not going to sit out for this game. So I went back in and played. It was kind of hard, but we were just kind of playing for to go back into overtime. Then we were playing for PKs because we had a very strong lineup going into PKs because we practiced them every day at the end of practice.
And that's what you won it with?
Yes.
What did the team say after it was over, other than they were all happy? And I mean, it's a long bus ride back, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, we had Chick-fil-A after the game, and we were just cheering and celebrating. One of the parents had the fire department come and, like, kind of drive in front of us as we got closer to the school. It was really a fun experience. We were celebrating on the bus, and everyone was taking videos and laughing and, like, taking pictures and stuff. And we had our medals, so people were kind of showing them off, too. It was really fun, though. So.
Incredible victory, really. I mean, congratulations again for that. And I've got to ask you, being at Ligonier now, what did everybody say about you guys winning four state titles? I mean, that's unheard of. I haven't heard of it before. I mean, it may have happened, but nowhere recently that I've heard of. What did people say? Davon, same question. What did people say in the halls?
Honestly, I didn't really hear too much. But I know that everyone was just excited. I just know that, but I didn't really hear much.
Well, you guys got all the way to the state championship game, and it's at Navy Marine Corps Stadium. I was lucky enough to be up in the booth broadcasting the game. Mm-hmm. And you really feel, I mean, it's a great place to play, and you really feel like you need a parachute to broadcast from up there, because it's really over the stands, and you're, I don't know, you're way up there. And it's a great view. But they used to do it also at M&T Bank Stadium, which was kind of cool too. Great facilities, both of them. Now that you've been there, what would you feel you've got an advantage if you get to go back next year?
Definitely, because like the atmosphere, everything changes. It's not like playing at Ligonier Stadium or playing at the away team stadium, because it's like it's pretty even. But I think the fans make it a lot harder on the other team, especially when you have a packed crowd. So I think we definitely have an advantage.
Well, you had a pretty good turnout. You really did. And it was a lot of fun being there, I've got to tell you. It was a lot of fun doing all your games this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, the ones that we did, it was great. And you guys had a tremendous season. You're the only team, though, that made it all the way. I mean, we're going to have to see a way that we can get some people to go to Urbana so that they get back into 3A. But you don't want that. Damascus. And Damascus just – I wish the final game had been Damascus and Walkersville.
Oh, yeah.
Because Walkersville, you played them. Mm-hmm. They were a great team this year. They really were. Something's in the water in Frederick County, I think. I mean, we've got so many good teams, and you guys have that level of competition year-round. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Frederick County Sports Weekend on AM 930 WFMD, and I'm Ed Lilly with Pete McLeod. Pete will be back next week, and we're talking to our Nimio Players of the Month of November, star soccer player Haley Barge, if I can get that right?
Yes.
And Devon Butler, of both of Ligonier girls soccer team, Haley, and the boys football, men's football team, both state A, 3A state winners. I mean, just incredible. And we're brought to you by Nimio Federal Credit Union, Jay Day and the Day Home Team, real estate teams, and Griffith Plumbing. Keep it flowing. And thanks for tuning in. And it's just delightful to have you guys. I mean, it's one of the joys, I think, of doing the show, that we get to meet athletes like you guys and to watch you during the year. And it's a real joy for us. It really is. Because, as you know, the time goes way too fast. It really does. You're a junior, Devon, mm-hmm. so you've got next year to look at.
Yeah.
And, you know, it hasn't happened to you yet that you're sitting where Haley is, and Haley's the game's you're done. I mean, now you're going to get a chance to probably to play in college, which is congratulations again, because that's something most kids never get a chance to do, really. And at any level, that's an incredible accomplishment. Do you know what you want to major in yet?
Yes, I want to major in public health and follow the pre-med track.
Ah, so you're thinking medical school down the road?
Yes, I am.
Now, I haven't had someone that became a doctor and came back and coached. But it's not impossible. Would you want to?
Actually, I think it would be fun to coach. I work kind of part-time at Fisk, and sometimes I get the opportunity to kind of work with younger kids and kind of help them and direct them in the right path as they kind of pursue their careers in soccer.
Most coaches, I think, got the urge to do it when they were playing.
Mm-hmm.
And the joy doesn't come from the pay. I mean, nobody does it for – well, maybe even make it to the professional level that you get it. And so college pays pretty good, but high school sure doesn't. But the joy you get out of the accomplishments is in seeing people achieve, seeing people learn from what you helped them with, and going as far as they possibly can go, and you had something to do with that. So it makes you feel good. And that's probably, you know, the reward's not in money, but in other ways, it's a very enriching thing to do. So would Frederick County be where you want to come back?
It would be a great opportunity to come back to a place where I got to kind of set my mark and get a state championship for my high school, the first in girls soccer history for the program.
They're going to remember this for a while. Absolutely. Would you come back and watch your team next year if you get the opportunity?
Yes, I definitely will, especially at their senior night and when they make it to the finals again.
Fingers crossed. Don't jinx them now. And is your brother someone you think would want to come back and coach as well?
I think he might want to. He likes playing soccer. Right now he's also playing basketball too. That's a new thing for him. I think he'll definitely want to come out and kind of help and support his team as well.
He's someone else that enjoyed playing with the team and watching people develop and grow.
Yes.
Devon, I know you know that because you've been part of that with your family. Would you want to come back, you think, down the road? I mean, you've got a whole year to go yet, but believe me, it's going to go fast.
Mm-hmm. I definitely would want to come back and coach a high school football team, Linganore's high school football team, and just being around football, I just never want it to end, so I just want to be around as much as possible and try and...
Did you ever get to see Rodney Dorsey play?
I played against him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's playing for Towson and doing very well.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you know, there is a way to get there and succeed. Do you know if you had your choice at any school in the country to go play football for, do you know which one you'd want to go to?
I'd want to go to Alabama.
Okay. Any particular reason for Alabama other than it's a great school?
Nick Saban and the way they play ball.
Yeah, they do play hard, no doubt about that.
Yeah.
What's your favorite pro team?
Cowboys. Yep.
And, well... It's an interesting year for the Cowboys. I have Prescott as one of my fantasy quarterbacks, but it's not the Cowboys of old. That's all I can say. And what is if there's – you know, I said before when we were getting ready to start the show that watching you reminds me of Alex Collins because he takes the time to watch things develop, and then he uses his legs like you do. I mean – you find a way to find the hole. You find a way to make people miss. And when they tackle you, it usually takes two or three of them to bring you down. You keep moving. You don't look like you're that big a guy, though.
Yeah.
And same thing with him. And yet, you know, it's the drive. It's the heart you run with. And so that's one of the major reasons we picked you as the player of the month. And congratulations for that as well. But I think one of the things you do – when you play football is you rely on the rest of the team. I mean, there are a lot of great players out there nobody's ever heard of because their teams weren't any good.
Mm.
They didn't have an offensive line that could block for them, or, you know, they weren't coached well and everything else. So you're going to have another year where people are going to be looking at you, and I mean, I'm sure they already are, okay, because you've had a lot of visibility with Linganore's run this year.
Mm.
But and you've got a coach that will make sure
you get
your opportunities. But down the road, you guys already have the goal. I mean, day one, before you even start practicing, and I'm sure you're already hitting weights, getting ready for next year. But day one, the first thing they're going to ask you is, are you going to win the state title? And it's going to be – I know Coach Connor won't be distracted by that because I think he would shut down any time that gets brought up. I think he'll just shut it down because you've got to play the whole season, win one game at a time. And a lot of teams have gotten distracted because in the beginning that everybody's demanding, yeah, you guys are going to go back. It's going to be easy, and it's never easy. It's always a challenge to do that. This year, though, the league – was different. Some of the teams you played were different, and it was a very strange schedule, and it's going to be pretty much the same next year. How did that affect you guys?
Well, going in the playoffs, like with Damascus and Seneca Valley and Oakdale and them all dropping down to the 2A, the competition, it wasn't as high as it usually was, like when they were in the 3A, but it was still pretty tough playing Blake High School and Oxon Hill. They were all some pretty good teams. So.
What about Westminster?
Oh, Westminster.
I mean, I've still got to take my hat off to the Tuscarora Titans for beating them earlier in the season because we watched them. They were a great team.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got one guy going to be playing Division I next year, and they had, I mean, some great players on that team. I mean, that was a challenging game. It really was. I think they were probably the best team you played, don't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so it wasn't that easy. It was a tough road to get there. But next year it's going to be a similar mix of teams. And I'm trying to remember which coach told me at the beginning of the year that they talked to approximately 60 teams before they could find four that would come in. Nobody wants to play football teams from Frederick County.
Frederick County is tough.
It is. It really is.
Some really good teams.
But, you know, you get a reputation and you deserve it. Well, you were watching your brothers play. When did you start playing?
I started playing in second grade.
Second grade?
Yeah.
And that was through which league? Remember? Was
it, I was playing for Montgomery Village, Capital Beltway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then when you finally got into high school, it was sort of old hat, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just, everything's faster, people are bigger and quicker, hit harder. And I got to ask you about that. And soccer is the same thing. You know, they talk a lot about concussions now. And, you know, they talk about football, but soccer players heading the ball, that's a problem too. Did your coaches talk about that, Haley?
He kind of taught us during practice how to properly head the ball and when we're going up for a ball in practice to call it so we don't injure one of our own players. I have never had a concussion before, and I hope I don't have one, but it can really kind of take you out of the game, and it takes a lot of time to recover, and I just don't wish it upon anyone to get a concussion.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you, but they're working hard on trying to prevent that from happening, and I know they are in football, too.
Oh, yeah, they definitely are. Yeah.
But it's the same. You guys use the same helmets that you have for years.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't changed. They've changed them in the NFL. But they haven't changed them for college, and I don't think they've changed them for you guys yet. But I know they're working on that. Of course, every time they do that, it makes it more expensive. And football, in a lot of ways, has suffered to a certain extent from the competition from soccer. They've lost players, although I've got to say they've provided some great kickers to the football teams.
Yeah.
I mean, they really have. And you guys have learned from probably second grade, try to avoid head impacts, how to tackle, and all those things. Did you ever get a concussion while you were playing?
I've never got a concussion, but like at practice, coach, he always tells us to like watch out for those cheap shots that people will take on you. And he also tells us like if we ever go in for like that kind of block, never go in with your head first. Like kind of use your hands to like you know what I mean. Like
I do know what you mean. But it's a tough thing to learn. It happens so fast. You've got to make such split-second decisions on how to tackle and things. And is that something, though, that you think about that at all?
I never really think about it.
And unfortunately, one of the things that we always see, and it's a shame, we do see injuries, soccer and football. And I think, surprisingly, there aren't that many injuries. Thank God.
Yeah.
But what do you guys do when you see somebody that's down on the field? Does the whole team get together and regardless of what team it is, support them?
Oh, yeah. We support them from either side. You know, we don't want to see anyone go down from either side. And, like, before the game, I pray all the time to just, like, have God watch over both sides from both teams, Linganore and whatever team we're playing against. Just, I don't like seeing people get hurt.
Well, I know your coach says the same thing, and my experience from watching all these games has been that all players really, really care if somebody gets injured.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to end the show talking about that. I'm going to end the show congratulating you, Devon, on a great season. I mean, you just were exceptional. It was a joy to watch you, and I'm looking forward to next year. Are you?
Yes.
I'll bet you are. But you have a little while to enjoy your trophy.
Oh, yeah.
Haley, congratulations. You're a senior. I won't get to see you next year unless it's in college playing. But congratulations to you. Well, an exceptional season. And for bringing Ligonier a state title. Devon, same thing. I mean, that's just incredible. Ligonier High School with four state titles. State title in women's soccer and state title in men's football. I mean, 3A is just it's a tough division. It is. Even now, even with the changes, it's tough.
Yep.
So you've been listening to Frederick County Sports Weekend with our NIMIO Athletes of the Month, Haley Barge and Devon Butler, both of Ligonier High School, both state champions. And Haley's a senior, and she's going out of state champion. Devon, you've got another year, and you can't carry a team by yourself. It's a team sport, but I know you're going to be trying your hardest. I want to thank you for coming on the show today. You've been listening to Frederick County Sports Weekend with Ed Lilly and Pete McLeod, brought to you by NIMIO Federal Credit Union, Jay Day and the Day Home Team, Real Estate Teams, and Griffith Plumbing. Keep it flowing. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tune us in again, please, next week, and have a great day.